So today we have our grief support group that'll start at noon in the Aquarius office. There was a fellow who had terrible luck making decisions. No matter what he decided, it ended up being wrong. And finally, he's flying over the mountains in South America. He had a chance of two different flights. He takes the one flight, and they begin to having difficulties and say they were going to have to bail out. He gives them a choice of two parachutes. He takes a parachute, jumps out, pulls the ripcord, nothing happens. Emergency chute, nothing happens. He's falling to a certain death, and he calls out, "St. Francis, help me!" And a hand comes out from the sky and holds him. And a voice says, "Francis Xavier or Francis of Assisi?" The point is that we are called to make right decisions, especially about the Most Blessed Eucharist. In the first reading, Joshua calls the people to decide whether they will obey God and live according to the covenant relationship that God has offered them, or disobey and live as the world. They say they will, but of course we know that they would fail very often. The second reading, Paul challenges the Ephesians and us to ask how we're going to live our lives. And he specifically speaks about marriage. And some people have a hard time with this, because it's as if Paul is trying to put women in their place. But it's not. It's the reality of subordination of a wife to a husband, not of a slave to a master, but a surrender of mutual love one to the other, in which the husband is called to be subordinate to the Lord, to love his wife sacrificially, as Jesus loves the church, by dying for her and rising again for her that she might have life. And indeed, each person is called to understand that we are not our own, but we belong to and are children of a loving Father. Finally, we come to the end of John chapter 6. We see the people's reaction to Jesus' words, and it's obvious they don't understand, and it's obvious that some will leave. But Jesus doesn't call them back, because there are some things that are true and can't be changed. The Eucharist is one of those. There are times when we must make decisions. There are times that we have to say, for instance, at Mass, "I believe even if I don't understand." Or we make the decision, "I won't believe." And not making a decision is itself a decision. So Jesus addresses the disciples, says, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Those words are true. And we must decide whether we will live by that, whether we will accept that or not." In this moment, and throughout our lives, we have many times that we have to make decisions. A lot of times, these decisions are inconsequential. They don't mean a whole lot, like we decide whether to go to McDonald's or to Arby's. Some decisions, of course, are much more serious, going to the heart of moral issues. And we must make the right decision. And if we make the wrong decision, we have to respond to the Holy Spirit, who calls us to repent and turn back to what is right. And responding to the grace of the Holy Spirit, we have to decide rightly and in accord with the truth, to understand, even if we don't really understand, to believe that the Eucharist is Jesus. There's no two ways about it. The Eucharist is Jesus. And therefore, how ought we to receive him? Humbly and reverently, understanding that what we receive may look like bread and wine, but it isn't anymore. It is truly Jesus. And while we come regularly to receive the Lord in the Eucharist, we can't come casually, as if it's just another thing to do. We have to come intentionally to understand that this is Jesus. We have to ask the Lord for the grace to help us bend the knees of our hearts. Because indeed, when we receive the Eucharist, there is no time that we are closer to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in this world than when we receive the Eucharist. The only time we can be closer to the Lord is when we see him face to face in heaven. The Eucharist is Jesus, and we have to ask the Lord to help us to grow in that understanding. We have to ask the Lord to help us to know he is here in this Eucharist. And one of the ways that we can do that is in a couple of weeks we're going to have our parish Eucharistic devotions, a time for us to bear witness to Christ Jesus present in the Eucharist, even outside of the celebration of Mass. Let us ask the Lord to help to open our hearts and minds to more and more believe and to decide to believe this mystery, whereby we receive food that is not ordinary food, but food that lasts for eternal life.